Siv base. Hitomayim, you urinated, velo shifshef, and you didn't dirty your hands at all. You just lifted up your little, you know, they wore those little, like, whatever they wore, you know, you lifted up a tefach in the front, you urinated, you didn't touch anything, and dropped back down your dress again, you know, your nightgown. So your hands are as clean as they always were. Afal pishat sarach levarach asher yatzar. You certainly need to make asher yatzar. Ein sarach litol yadav. Since your hands are perfectly clean, and we're only talking about urination, mekar din, you do not need to wash your hands. Ela mishum nekius, and that's the taka dirty. O mishum hikun, or the, remember the pasuk of tefillah. For tefillah, you need to wash your hands anyways for water because preparing for davening. But meikar din, if you didn't touch your hand, touch anything, and you urinated, the act of urinating isn't machayev a netila. And the truth is, why should it? Your hands are clean. The answer why should it actually is based like those the sugyas in Yoma talking about the Kohen Gadol after he urinates every time he has that the Kohen Gadol it is machayev then a washing kiddush yadayim but not for us so in practice it's good hygiene to wash hands soap and water every time anyways but make it in your hands are clean so he says here in Siv Katan Hey im ein lo b'ma little and if you haven't got anything to wash your hands with. Afal pi kein sarach levarach asher yatzar. So you have to, you should say asher yatzar. But filu im shif shef. Even if you tuck your hands are filthy, even so, mashmal il basof simandal b'magnavram sif katan kafches. Demahan lebrachos im menake yadav bekol midi demenaki. You can use whatever you want. Take a towel or whatever it is and wipe your hands clean. That's sufficient. So as your hands are filthy, you have to make asher yatzar. Wipe them with a towel, a rock, a stone, whatever you got, and then you're good to go. That's sufficient. If you, there are those who say lechadchila. If you could remember, because the Zohar and so, you should taka use water, and therefore, and today, water's cheap and easy. So therefore, lechadchila, wash your hands. Don't use your towel. Don't wash your hands. Clean your hands before you daven. If you don't have water because you're on a camping trip, get some dirt or whatever it is. Or there's no shut the water, or you're in the desert and it's your last bottle or whatever the story is. And indeed, just wipe your hands clean and you're good to go to make a bracha. And indeed, the bracha, since we're talking about nekiyus, you don't have to wipe the place that you know is dirty. For argument's sake, if you know you're very punctilious about what you filthy, then you only filthy your index finger, but the other fingers you were perfectly certain they remain clean. For this, you could just wash your index finger or wipe your index finger and you're good to go. You're good to go. Okay, we're not talking about davening. We're talking about davening. We're talking about from making brachas, learning Torah. Let's clean yourself and you're good to go. Okay, fine. Now,